Michael.
Oh, hello, Hava. Hello.
You look Hava. So fresh and clean.
I know. I've been shorn.
Yes. Yes, the Michael sheep has been shorn.
Yeah.
I assume you're making a sweater out of your own hair at some point as a sheep.
Well, my mom probably could, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I wish that shearing a man was like a euphemism. Is that the right word for, like, you know, locking down a guy?
Right. Right.
That'd be kind of cool. Oh, yeah. I shore that guy so
I sure. He's been shorn.
Yeah.
He is shriven. How are you, Michael?
I don't know. I'm feeling okay today. Feeling good. I played for a gender-free contradance last night. That's like a sub-section, and in some ways its own community that does contradancing. So, you know, it's just a bunch of queer freaks hanging out.
Cute. Love that.
It was really nice. It was nice to, I was more involved in that a decade ago, so it was nice to see it happening in a different part of the country.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice, and, you know, searching for the storm windows continues, and that's about it.
The window saga always going on in the background of this podcast.
Yeah, I've become a middle-aged home projects guy. It's both very comforting and also very, it's like, who am I anymore? I'm having an existential crisis.
Well, that can be healthy sometimes.
One day you too will be, you'll have like weird, well, maybe you already do, Hava. Do you have like weird, like, I'm a middle-aged person?
I feel like my crises around that mostly have to do with like my own energy level and tolerance for socializing. So like last night, for instance, I went to a dear friend's birthday party, which is like the biggest social event that I've been to in maybe years, you know, which is only there were maybe like 20 people there at this party at my friend's house. But I was just like, damn, like I don't do this anymore. I like hung out there for a couple hours and I was like, I just think about how I used to be someone who just like partied away into the night. But now I kind of just want to like say hi to everyone for a little bit and then go to sleep.
I pretty much first met you when you were kind of post-party stage.
Yeah, you've never known the true wildness of Hava, but there are people out there who can attest to the mess that I have been at different times in my life.
Do you miss it? Do you miss the mess?
I mean, somewhat. I miss the abundance of energy. If I had that level of energy now, I would probably just channel it towards other stuff. But I do miss, I mean, I associate it with a certain level of being carefree that I was just like, oh yeah, I'll just stay out till two, whatever. You know, I feel like I more miss a bunch of things surrounding that phase of my life rather than the actual partying itself, which was pretty mixed bag.
Well, how are you, Hava? How are you in the today and the now?
I'm yawning. Baruch Hashem, I'm well. I've been like trying to experiment with actually having 2 days off per week, like 2 days where I literally don't work. This is my first week of achieving that, or I actually didn't do any work on Friday and Saturday, and it was really healthy and marvelous. So that's pretty chill, because at a certain point, I realized that working 6 days a week is maybe not the best choice.
Yeah.
I'm starting to work on my teshuva for the Teshuva Writing Collective this year, starting to gather my sources and think about what kind of unhinged takes I'm going to set down on paper and force everyone to read for years to come. Looking forward to inflicting that on everyone. Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a lot to report. Spring is springing. Loving that. Every time I take the little dog on a walk, I see all the little like daffodils coming up in people's yards.
I do like that spring is springing, but I really don't like daffodils.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. That's wrong.
Is that wrong?
That's incorrect. Okay. I mean, it's fine for you to not like them. I just don't get it. I wouldn't say I'm like a daffodil fanatic. It's just like, it's a flower, you know? There aren't many flowers that I dislike.
I don't know. Something about the daffodil just feels wrong to me.
It just doesn't sit right with you.
I think I associate it with kind of like reactionary, angry conservatives, weirdly, in my mind.
Well, you have a lot more tied up in the daffodil than me or anyone potentially.
You know, when a house has a yard that's like really, really tight and well maintained, you're kind of like, ooh, there's some like weird control and anger issues going on, you know? And I associate that with like a clean bed of daffodils coming up like in a tight yard. I'm like, oh no, there's like weird, you know?
I feel like that's not the context that I think of. Like, for instance, at the house where I live now, there's a ring of daffodils that comes up every year in the side yard of the house. That are just, they just do whatever they want each year.
Well, of course, you know? If you have a pentagram of daffodils coming up, that means something totally different.
You have a satanic daffodil summoning circle.
You know, I'm talking about, you know, daffodils coming up in a, never mind.
Right, I'm talking about those daffodils that come up in three-piece pantsuits, you know, girl right. bossing their way across our lawns.
Yes.
I'm just saying, I think this may be, you know, daffodils might be something to like explore your deep-seated, you know, Freudian relationship to daffodils. You know, I just feel like daffodils are like, my mom is angry at me when I see a daffodil.
Oh my God. Yeah, maybe I'm just revealing too much about myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hava, did you bring something beautiful today?
No, I thought you were going to bring
Oh, really?
Something. Yeah, because we just did the Raphael one.
Yeah, I thought that one counted as like
neutral. Which one of us went before? I mean, I guess it was me if you assume. I guess it was you if you assumed it was me. Because yes. What did we do before Raphael?
We did. I was really angry talking about anger.
Right, and then I was supposed to bring a question, but then we had Raphael instead.
Yes, so we can just blame it on Raphael.
Blame it on Raphael. Yeah, I thought it was going to be you, and I thought about texting you today to be like, it's you, it's your week to do something, right? But then I was like, no, like, I'm sure, like, we definitely did Raphael last week, and I sort of set that up, so that'll definitely, like, that won't be an issue.
That's funny. No, I was.
And now here we are.
Here we are. Okay, well, what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Let me think if there's anything I can just pull out of my ass.
Well, there is something I can tell you what I'm thinking about bringing when it's my turn to bring something.
Oh my God. What?
And you can give me some pointers. Maybe you might know some stuff. So this is related to, you know, being old. But yeah. I was thinking about charisma as a character trait, and like, what is it exactly? Mm-hmm. And I tried to find definitions for charisma, and they all seem very weak. Like, charisma is just charisma. You know it when you see it, kind of.
Yeah, right. I mean, it seems like it's more measured based on the impact you have on other people than any inherent quality in yourself.
Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't look too hard for, like, philosophical theories of where charisma comes from, could originate, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. The philosophy of charisma.
But I want to know what you think. I was thinking about trying to find Jewish sources on charisma. I personally am very suspicious of charisma.
Right.
I wonder
that
if you feel...
checks out.
Does that check out for me, or does it do also... If,
yeah, for you. And also, I mean, I think I fall... It's complicated. I feel like charisma is so subjective. You know, like, clearly, millions of people find Donald Trump charismatic.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if Donald Trump fans find him charismatic or they like him for other reasons, but yeah,
I mean,
I guess so.
Sure, but there are some people out there, even if it's not millions, there are some people out there that think Donald Trump is charismatic. And it's just like, that's not, like, I can't even be suspicious of it because I don't even detect it. So it's like, if I experience someone as charismatic, that by definition would mean that I'm not suspicious of them.
No,
like,
no,
if
no.
You're suspicious of someone, they aren't charismatic, because if they were actually being charismatic, you would be entranced by their charms.
I think you can be suspicious of someone who's charismatic, who you recognize as charismatic. I could imagine meeting Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton, or Bill Clinton, probably, from what I've heard about him, and be like, oh, wow. Yeah, they have a lot of charisma. I can see why people, when they meet them in person, like, or really want to, like, be on their good side. But I can still recognize. I don't think charisma says anything about my judgment about whether or not the person is using their charisma for good or is good or bad, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't know. I'm drawing on my first kind of like homoerotic experiences, perhaps,
mm-hmm.
which happened in summer camp.
Of course, as so many do.
As so many do. Thinking about two guys in particular who were just very charismatic, who I like really wanted to be their friend. You know what I
mm-hmm.
mean?
Right.
I'm sure you've experienced this.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And like in retrospect, you can be like, well, they're just very charismatic for whatever reason, and I wanted to be their friend, and they're still charismatic, maybe, but there's no like judgment call from me onto them now. It's just like a thing that they had.
Yeah. Gosh, you know who's really charismatic that I just saw is my dentist.
Really?
Weirdly enough, I know it's so strange. But yes, my dentist is just like very effectively uses his personality to motivate you in your own dental care. Like he just really projects empathetic listening and encouragement in a way that like when you leave your dental appointment, you're like, yeah, like I want to like impress Dr. Bursky next time I come in.
Oh, Persky, that's cute.
Yeah, he's a Jew. He's one of the people.
So with that framing of charisma, what do you think of charisma? Do you have any hot takes on charisma or Jewish hot takes on charisma?
I mean, clearly it's been a big factor in some pretty important Jewish historical moments. Shabbatai comes to mind. Clearly was a charismatic. I mean, a charismatic person seemingly maybe being manipulated by another charismatic person in Nathan, his sort of hype man. I guess it's weird how it seems inherent in people, like they have people have it or they don't. Although I don't know, sometimes people have charisma in different contexts. What is charisma?
What is charisma? Yeah,
I feel like charisma is just a way of saying like other people like it when this person does things.
Yeah, it's weird. I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it because I feel like, first of all, I wish I had it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, we have a podcast and people listen to it, so
I don't think it's because we're charismatic, or maybe it's because you're charismatic. But it's not
so you think I'm charismatic, that's why you're suspicious of me.
I'm not suspicious of you because you're charismatic. I'm suspicious of you because you're a woman. That's very different.
Okay. It's completely different.
Completely unrelated. You know, look, I fear the charismatic person and I fear women. I think we all know this at this point.
Yeah.
No, I think feel like inundated with famous people are usually charismatic, right? And so
right.
The media, anytime I'm on the internet, it's just charismatic people all the time. And that can fuck with your head.
Yeah, I definitely think we have this sort of relatively novel in the scale of human history experience of charisma, of like seeing, being exposed to it via social media on a constant basis.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a certain kind of person being charismatic on social media that I don't know. I feel like the people are sort of selling all different types of charisma on social media, like all different kinds of influencers and or just normal people promoting their shit on social media. Like we're all constantly trying to exude some level of charisma via social media.
And it's like valued very highly right now. Maybe it always has been valued highly, but maybe, I don't know. It's certainly you can profit off of it more maybe now than in the past. I feel like there's a moral component to how you wield charisma or where charisma comes from metaphysically, and therefore how you should use it given like what its source is, that I feel like I could imagine Jewish texts talking about. In the same way that like many scholars feel like there's a moral component to sex,
mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a moral component to charisma and how you wield charisma and how you wield sex. So that's kind of where my mind went for potential future episode, at least.
It seems like a good episode. I mean, this, I think, is just going to be a weird proto episode where we tell our listeners, both of us assumed the other one was going to prepare the topic for the week. Yeah. So instead, you've gotten this little proto topic.
Well, are you thinking of bringing anything? Do you have anything like in the back of your head?
Well, I think I'm going to respond to some listener questions because there are some really good listener questions that we have built up in our backlog. I'm not sure which one I'm going to pick yet, but there are a couple in there. One about the Noahide laws. That seems kind of interesting to dig into. there was one about how do we deal with the fact that we don't have archaeological evidence, like for long periods of Jewish practice. So there's a lot of really interesting questions in there that if I had remembered to bring the topic for this episode, that's what I would have brought.
Well, like, what else is on your Jewish mind?
What else is on my Jewish mind? I don't have more material to stuff into this filler.
All right, that's fine.
I wish I did. I wish I had some interesting Jewish thought, but I don't. They're all head empty.
That's fine. Well, you want to wrap it? We can wrap it.
Yeah, let's wrap it. Listeners, sorry we've both of us mistakenly thought the other was going to prepare the episode. Clearly, you have some good stuff to look forward to once we do actually prepare the things that we're planning to talk about. I hope you enjoyed listening to our Human Gives Birth to a Raven episode, because I certainly enjoyed making it. I think that was one of our best guest interviews. Yeah, I mean, great. All our guest episodes are fantastic. I feel great about all of them, but that one was really fun too. Anywho, thanks for listening. Thanks for understanding that sometimes we're both dodo birds who forget what we're supposed to do for the week. And Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.